This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
An Odyssey Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from here to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving. Hey Simon, working them up, turning them psycho. Everybody rock, let's bring the house down to rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up.
Hello. We're having some technical difficulties here. Has anything I've said before been heard, Jeffrey? Is this the beginning of our radio show?
This is the beginning of the radio
show. This is the beginning of our radio show. Morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday on the Jeff Calkins Show. There's a time this kind of technological snafu would have thrown me off and bothered me. Now I assume it's a feature, not a bug.
Yes, I've been training you.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And today on the radio show, John Martin's going to be here, right? It's Wednesday, right? Isn't that what happens on Wednesday? John Martin is going to be here in the next segment. His Raiders absolutely killing it. And so we'll talk to him about that and other matters. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then it is Wednesday, and so we'll do NFL Big Facts. John Martin, Chris Harrington, then NFL Big Facts, because it is Wednesday. I want to celebrate the coming of fall. Today is the first day of fall. Yeah, it is. Thank you very much. And this means that I get out my boots and sweaters. No, it does not mean I get out my boots and sweaters. But it means that I saw women on my Twitter timeline celebrating boots and sweaters. And the fall, as was promised to me by Chelsea Chandler, is that the weather is, in fact, lovely and brisk this morning. Did you notice that?
Football weather?
Yeah, football weather. And so it occurred to me, as people are so ecstatic about fall, that it's time for another Jeff Calkins Show poll.
Listen, Jeff, I wasn't going to involve myself in the hashtag content that you choose.
Uh-huh.
Many people in the streets have been asking where the polls
are. Where the polls are.
Yeah. Where have all the polls gone?
It's it's been, and it's you know, it's been way far too long. Can you remember the last poll we did?
I'd have to go back and look. No,
yeah, no idea. No idea. It's been there. That's how long it's been.
Yeah.
And so here is the poll. What is the best season? Spring, summer. I think you are aware of what the seasons are, people. But they are spring, summer, fall, and winter. What is the best season? Tell me when that sucker's ready to fly out the door. And then tell me, A, what the correct answer is, and B, what the people will say. It is now live. Here we go. Ready? What is the best season? And I think the votes will also, can we say this, will also determine the ranking. Like, depending on how these things come in, we could also say it'll give us a ranking of the four.
Right. I also,
Let's say winter comes in last. Let's just say winter comes in last.
It's a bold
with
statement.
9%, okay? Let's just say it comes in net level, yeah. 9%. I think we'll be able to say it's number four, definitively.
Sure. I don't need the...
You don't need it. You know it in your head.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to predict your ranking.
All right.
Well, you're definitely going winter last. And then I think you're going fall, summer. I think you're going fall, summer, spring, winter. And here's my reasoning: fall because of football.
Mm-hmm.
Summer because of
golf season.
Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Spring would you don't love spring because of the pollen.
Yep.
And then winter because it sucks.
Yep.
I nailed it.
Yep.
Okay, now the much trickier one. I'm not even sure I have these ordered in my own mind here. So let me make sure I have them ordered in my mind here. Okay, I got them. Go ahead.
I will say this, though.
Yep.
I know it's now getting, I've noticed it's getting trendier in the streets to mock summer. And I do think most of the mocking of summer comes from the fact that everyone. It's not necessarily that everyone thinks summer sucks. It's that people particularly here think summer's overrated because it's aggressively hot, the bugs, there's all of that. I do think there is a different frame of mind in the summer. I've noticed that I'm significantly less stressed during summer, and maybe it's because the calendar isn't as intense and whatnot, but there's just a much more...
Well, I mean, yes, summer... And by the way, we are not just grading the weather here.
Correct.
We're talking about, like, fall does get to claim football.
Yes.
And Thanksgiving, and spring gets to claim Easter.
The tournament.
And summer gets to, summer gets to claim your trip to the beach or whatever you do, time at the pool.
Yep.
And winter gets Christmas.
Yes.
Like, winter gets Christmas. That's a big old plus for winter.
Yes. And darkness at 4:30.
It gets the whole spiel.
But like, yes.
Winter also gets the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? I mean, like, we're
the end of football season.
Now, spring.
Winter gets the playoffs.
Winter gets the playoffs. Spring gets the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Spring gets the
Masters,
Thursday and Friday. The Masters. Spring gets the
WrestleMania.
Masters.
WrestleMania.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Spring gets all of that. So we're not just saying weather.
Correct.
We're everything that goes, as long as those things happen every time, every season.
Exactly. As long as it is a regular part
regular
of the calendar.
Part, July 4th gets summer,
correct.
Gets July 4th. Fireworks. Fireworks, if you like fireworks, that gets to be summer.
Our dogs don't. Are they scared?
These ones are less scared. The one who was scared has sadly passed away.
Okay, mine is still, like,
they still don't love them, but they're the one who was terrified who went and got in my bathtub every time.
Okay,
She's gone. That was Libby. Okay, I nailed yours. And it's because I think you're very clear about it. And
yes.
I am muddled about it myself. I'm only ranking them in my head right now. But you go ahead and guess mine. Order.
I think you're going to go spring, fall, summer, winter.
Mm-mm. Nope, not at all. I'm going summer best, spring, fall, winter. And it's because it's what I just said. Summer, it's exactly what you said. Summer, there's much less stress in summer, particularly
so
when
less.
I had kids in school.
Oh, God.
Like that was a freaking nightmare at times, worrying about their grades
and getting to school and all that stuff.
Even
like when a kid's in school, the schedule, I would imagine, for parents has to be like,
you're looking at whatever, like this and that. Did you get this done? Did you whatever? Summer is much more relaxed. I go to Michigan in the summer.
Correct.
I get 2 weeks in Michigan in the summer.
Like I'm aware.
So I think summer, if I had to do it, I might have said I was tussling between summer and spring. Spring is to me the best weather. It just is. Like spring, you've endured this winter, and then you get to.
This is not a good day to
suddenly
make this,
wear shorts again.
This is not a good time to make this point.
You don't have mosquitoes yet. Like you got lovely weather. You don't really have mosquitoes yet.
There's too much rain in spring.
And I don't care about pollen at all. Like, pollen doesn't bother me ever.
Congratulations. Everyone's so happy for you.
So I don't know. I think spring is... And then fall, honestly, winter's my last because it's freaking winter. I thank God for Christmas, right? And that's why they...
And the playoffs.
And the playoffs. But let's be honest. If it's not last in your... The funny thing is, like, if you're in Colorado, it might not be last because you might like to ski or something. Like, if you are a winter sports person, but everyone else should properly have winter last. And to me, the one that's overrated, fall. Fall is overrated. And you know what it is? My buddy Charles, on the way in, we were discussing this, and he said, when you're 60, fall is like being 60. You can think it's probably okay, but honestly, it's just the doorway to death. Fall is the doorway to death. It's literally the trees are dying. You can glamorize all you want the fall colors, but everything is shutting down and dying.
Clear.
The only reason
colors
fall,
have nothing to do with
what,
my rankings.
What fall has the only thing fall has to going for it, and it's a big plus, is football, and the occasional crisp day. But a crisp day,
I also
honestly,
think
isn't
the baseball
as good as a
playoffs
spring
are
day.
Really good.
Baseball playoffs really good, but which is better, a crisp day or a spring day? A perfect spring day or a perfect fall day? Perfect spring day is better.
Yeah, I think I'd probably go in spring. The problem is, I think we romanticize the spring day. We get three of them.
Okay, so now tell me this. How are the people going to vote? I winter's going to be last.
I think it's going to go fall,
you
summer.
You think fall's going to win?
Yeah. I think it's going to go fall, summer, spring, winter.
Closely bunched together, big gap.
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
All right, let's check on our poll. How's it doing right now? I'm going to vote. Here, I'm going to vote for mine. That way I'll see the results. Here we go. I'm going to vote. Locked in my vote for summer. My God, fall is running away with it.
Yeah, it's just the heat.
What is wrong with you people? It is true, the heat. And honestly, fall is actually well-positioned in Memphis because, like, fall, you feel like it should begin at Labor Day, right? Like but it doesn't.
Yes.
In Memphis, fall begins.
Fall should officially forget the solstice.
No, but in Memphis,
system.
It's right. In Memphis, fall actually begins when it starts to get cool, which
correct.
Is late September.
Correct.
And so, fall is, I think, more properly positioned here than it is up at other
now,
places.
Now, the other problem, though, is
my God, you people,
should
fall
officially begin on Labor Day because that's when football begins? Like, forget the summer or whatever the fall equinox. Like, shouldn't it be just when does football start?
72% right now.
Oh,
for fall.
I think obviously
and then
it's
summer
gonna,
and spring.
It's going to narrow,
11.
But it's still going to be a runaway. I think
fall is going to run away with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's recency bias.
I think it has everything to do with heat. None of us want to move, but everyone complains about the heat.
The heat isn't bad. I mean, it is bad. The heat is bad, but like it's.
It wasn't.
It's fine. You go out there and you go running
lucky.
In the heat.
We had
a pretty
good summer here this year. This was the least oppressive summer I can remember.
I think this is nuts. Okay. Anyway, we will continue.
In fairness, also, you do run away to Michigan during the peak of
right.
heat.
That's
you're like,
true.
It's not that bad.
I mean, you people are like disregarding the fact that this is when you get time off and your vacation and hanging by the pool and all of that. You're like totally disregarding that.
I will say this. It was a tougher move for me to put fall over summer. But in the end, the tie goes to football. I'm so happy on the weekends.
Well, and honestly, the football's been great.
Yes.
the football has been so great, and that certainly helps. All right, speaking of the football, there is, and I don't know how much people care about this, there is, it appears, so today there's meetings about the playoff. When we last revisited the playoff, they were going to expand it to 12 teams, right? Isn't that, wasn't the plan going to be?
12 teams and the, six conference champions.
Tops and the six conference champions. And it didn't matter what conference. The six highest ranked, without delineating any of them as
no
power five, non-power five, whatever, the six highest ranked conference champions would get automatic bids, and then the other six would be wild card bids. And the and the first round would begin at home, right? The first round of the playoffs would begin at home? One through four would get byes.
Well, no, sorry. One through four get byes, and 5 through 12 would be seeded according to the rankings. And, yes, the higher-seeded team or whatever lower-seeded team. I don't know how we ever do that. The team that's supposed to be better gets the home game.
When was this – when did we think or hope this was going to commence?
So the early hope was by the 23 season. So not this year, not next year, but the next year. And then if they pulled the trigger on that, that meant that ESPN, because it was in the early window, ESPN would get the playoff contract. If they waited until 27, that would mean that the contract could go to market.
Okay, so what's happening today is the College Football Playoff Management Committee. That's the 10 FBS commissioners plus Swerbeck of Notre Dame, right?
Yes.
Are going to meet, and then the hope was is that they could have enough progress, they could bring a recommendation to a meeting in Chicago next Tuesday, and then we could move ahead. But there is all kinds of trouble in paradise, and it appears like they will not be able to come to agreement. And let's be clear, whereas Memphis gets screwed in realignment all the time, people love to talk about how Mississippi State was screwed on a small issue Saturday. And the big issue is Memphis gets screwed. And
yeah, Mississippi State's still getting their check.
They're still getting their check. So this would be a great system for Memphis. And honestly, now that Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF are bugging out, that much easier to be the top ranked, to be the conference champion.
Well, I mean, I think so to me, there's two fundamental questions. Number one, are they still going to stick with?
Oh well, that's what I'm saying. It would have been great. Like this would have been great for Memphis. It would have been great.
For the record, it would have been great for everyone.
It would have been great for
big boys, little boys, everyone.
Okay, so now, among the questions Ross Dellinger raises in his piece at SI.com over the discord that has arisen here. And obviously it's been caused in large part by the jealousy by Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. People are mad, the alliance, whatever else. Everything's been sort of.
Well, and there's one other key player. The reason why they also want to hold it up is
the Rose Bowl.
Well, no.
The Rose Bowl. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 2020, if it goes to 20, if they do it in 23, it automatically goes to ESPN.
And instead they can take it to market in.
Correct.
In 25. So. Among the very questions are, should the playoff include only 8 teams, such as to avoid a further extension of the season? That seems like BS to me.
I agree with
there's
you.
There's nothing that changed about the extension of the season between when they came up with the 12 teams and the 8 teams. That seems like something they're latching on to as a reason not to go to 12, but that's not a real reason. Like they've ever cared really about the student athletes before.
Correct. For the record, 8 is a horrible idea, but let's acknowledge the position that the alliance has taken, which is what's holding this up. The alliance has taken, well, this deal was struck by the SEC and ESPN before we knew, so whatever's good for them is bad for us. Let's vote against it.
The 8 would suck because it would no longer be the 6 conference champions, very clearly.
Clearly.
Never in a million years would the most conference powerful conferences allow that. In fact, I don't believe they will. I just don't believe they're going to say, why should, like, when we can have more for us, why should we ensure something?
Well, what I
them?
Think you're going to see is if it goes to 8, the SEC is going to say no automatics. all at large, eight at large.
Right. Or they could do one of the questions Ross Dellinger raises is, should automatic bids be reexamined as a way to guarantee specific leagues access? In other words, the Pac-12, which has been left out for forever, says, yeah, screw that. We want to not just say that the highest ranked conferences or anything else.
Correct.
We want a Pac-12 representative guaranteed in this deal.
I give George Kliavkov all the for being a part of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He is the Pac-12 commissioner.
The new Pac-12.
And he has been very clear. The number one priority for him is not only expansion of the playoff,
guaranteed spot.
Access.
A guaranteed spot. They do not want to be left out again. And as you point out, the other question is finally, should expansion be delayed until the current contract is exhausted after the 2025 season as to bring this lucrative idea to the open market for more financial benefit? Can they make more money? I desperately hope that they... If it's postponed to 25, fine. Whatever.
27.
27, I'm sorry. Yes.
It'd be another 4-year cycle.
For me, my highest priority is getting 12.
Yeah. If you're power ranking, yeah.
And if it takes a couple more years to get to 12, my highest priority is getting to 12. I'm increasingly skeptical that it will get to 12 because I generally think that whatever I want to happen in sports doesn't happen in sports. And
the only reason why I think inevitably it will get to 12 is it's for everyone's benefit. It's not.
Will it get to 12 based on the six conference champ? Based on the.
I could see that go to five.
In my hoping that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I could see it going to five. I could see him saying, yeah, screw that. We're not going to be that generous in sharing the wealth to other folks. Anyway, so we will keep an eye on how that's going to go. Again, they're meeting today. And then in terms of college football generally, let me ask you this. Why do you think Memphis has won 17 at home? 17 straight at home. It's staggering.
A, they've been good. So,
let me ask you this. Is there anything about, that at least the legend of LSU playing at night, although the legend doesn't match up with reality if you inspect it, the legend is, it's a hard place to play, right? Or
there's no question.
Or Clemson, or, pick your places, Virginia Tech at night, right?
Alabama at home, yeah.
Alabama at home. When's the last time Alabama lost at home?
The last time Alabama lost at home was LSU in 2019 when Burrow went in there and lit them up.
So Memphis has a longer home winning streak.
I would suspect, yes, because Memphis' last loss was 18 to UCF, I believe.
Yeah. So, okay. So, with all due respect, I don't think the Liberty Bowl is a quote-unquote hard place to play. Do you?
I think it is for a couple of reasons. Number one, you ever been in that visitor locker room?
Well, does it really, because it's not a comfortable locker room, that is a crappy place. That makes it hard to play there.
I think
it
puts you in a bad frame of mind. And for the record, Memphis is not remember Iowa used to paint the visiting locker room pink. And
right. No. Memphis wouldn't. The city of Memphis wouldn't have the money to paint the locker room anything.
Correct.
Right. They're not painting that locker room.
Let's wash some windows first.
Anywhere. Yeah. Okay. So you think they go in there and it's a little ratty ass, and they're
it puts you in a bad frame of mind, and then.
You're driving into a not necessarily the best part of town.
Sure. I think there's
Is the crowd loud? It was pretty loud. It was loud. You could hear the roars. Do we have the audio from yesterday? Either one, honestly. The Mississippi State audio.
They had a hotter crowd, Mike.
You could hear the crowd too. It was loud. It might have had some impact.
Give me a couple seconds.
Okay. But I don't, I think the fundamental reason is they've been good and they don't play a really tough schedule at home.
Well, and they're one of the better teams in their league.
Yeah. They're they've been really good and they don't play a particularly tough schedule at home. And then in the big games, the games that you think, they could lose, they've been tremendous. I mean, honestly, the Mississippi State win was a unbelievable win. But I don't know if it was even as unbelievable as the win against UCF last year. Like, the win against UCF last year, when you don't have any of your receivers and, you know, and you have to match yardage with UCF.
If I recall correctly, they were obviously a 3-point underdog this weekend. I think it was 3 that time too.
So equal. How many times in the 17 wins do you think they've been an underdog?
That's what I was trying to look up.
Has it just been twice? You think that's the only 2 times they've been an underdog?
No, I think they were also, I believe in one of those Houston games, they were an underdog.
An underdog and had to beat Houston twice in this stretch? How about, they beat Cincinnati, but they were favored in
that game. They were favored
in
both.
Do they count the championship game? Does that count at home? Like, they don't count the bowl game. Like, in the midst of this, by the way, they did lose a bowl game to Iowa State. So do they count does the championship?
The bowl game does not count, obviously.
The bowl game does not count. Does the championship game count?
I think the championship game counts because it is acknowledged that the championship game is at home.
Is a home game. That's considered correct. A home game. It's not considered a neutral.
They were underdogs on Saturday. They were underdogs against Houston last year.
What was that spread?
6.5. They were underdogs to UCF last year by 3. So I was that's Rain Man stuff right there. And they were underdogs in their final loss, which was UCF.
So they've won a bunch of games in which they've been favored, except for 3 in which they've been underdogs.
Correct. And every underdog spread was under a touchdown. But yes.
Every underdog spread was less. Yeah, still impressive. I mean, unbelievable, because you don't slip up in the games in which you're favored, which happens all the time. People slip up all the time in games you're favored. And then you got to win 3 times as an underdog.
Yes.
That's no small feat. Unbelievably impressive compared to what this program was like when I first moved to town. But kind of interesting. I do wonder if talking about it, I have this jinx feeling.
That you think that you're...
I feel like...
Things are going too well.
I think, is this going to be, I think we've talked about this home winning streak more this week in the city writ large than any other time. And I wonder if it's jinx preparing everyone.
Eventually
it's like talking about a no hitter. It's like
eventually it's going to end, but at a certain point, 18 in a row. And what?
What's 17 now?
17 in a row. And then on top of that, you have 1 loss, then I think the last.
Yeah, the numbers are even more impressive from that. Okay, NFL is back. FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone $10 risk-free bet every single week. Thursday night would be a fine time to give this a try. All you got to do is bet the same game parlay bet with 3 legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. So every single week, you can put down a same game parlay bet, and if you don't win, you bet $10, you get the $10 back. No lose right there. There's no feeling quite like nailing the parlay. So lock in your bet today. When you win, get your money in as little as 24 hours. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win the Monday night game between Philadelphia and Dallas. All you got to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, use promo code Calkins, that is C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to unlock all of this wonderful stuff. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game, probably available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, John Martin's going to join us. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
High temperatures and humidity levels have your air conditioner working overtime, and we're working overtime too here at Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning to help you stay comfortable this summer. Whether your air conditioner needs routine cleaning, an emergency repair, or you're interested in saving money with a new higher efficiency cooling system, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company Memphians have trusted since 1970 for all their home or business comfort system needs. Call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship Barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, Memphis, USA Today Sports Plus is the new sports app that puts the fans first. While others are at the press conference, we're in the locker rooms with more reporters in more cities than any other news outlet. Get the latest scores, stats, and standings, and enjoy interactive experiences, as well as group chats with our award-winning sports writers. If you're a fan of football, you need USA Today Sports Plus for this coming season. Download it from the Apple or Google Play stores today.
USA Today Sports Plus. Fan harder.
At Kroger, fresh groceries are our thing, so we check your delivery order for freshness at every step from farm to store and pick and pack every veggie in your free pickup order with care, because we treat your food the way we'd want ours to be treated. We're fresh every day, so shop anyway. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
We're hiring for immediate openings with next day pay, benefits, and great perks. Apply today at jobs.kroger.com.
Every Wednesday night at Rail Garden on Central, starting at 6 p.m., it's the Duane Birdside Blues in partnership with the Memphis Blues Society. Fried Mississippi Delta catfish, hush puppies, proceeds benefit the Blues Society. That's Rail Garden on Central, Wednesday night at 6.
Pro football season's here, and pro roofers save valuable time with Beacon Pro Plus. Beacon Pro Plus works 24/7 for material ordering, order history, and automated promotion tracking, so you can get your favorite GAF roofing products even when working remotely. And now, order on Beacon Pro Plus and get a $175 gift card and a chance for a VIP pro football getaway. Gear up and raise your game with Beacon Pro Plus today. Build, score, and win at BECN.com.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
Church's has a deal made for you or all y'all. Choose your favorite tenders or classic style chicken and spicy or original with sides and biscuits for everyone. So swing by for Church's Feed 6 starting at $20 deals. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Today I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me, hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Did you know?
Sorry, who?
Flo, you know, I do commercials.
Oh, okay, I stream TV and radio. You know, no annoying ads.
Okay, hurtful. But did you know Progressive's Name Your Price tool lets you choose options based on your budget?
Wait, you're not going to use this in your commercial, are you?
Well, we were hoping to.
Because I don't really want to contribute to the constant barrage of advertising that adds to the cognitive dissonance, which
okay,
is in my...
Hey, on to our next person.
Get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My grand opening is tomorrow. Can I get custom posters printed today?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need to promote my new curbside pickup service.
also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
How is your mental health? Billie Eilish, Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Imagine Dragons, Lil Nas X, and so many more feel the same pressures we do. They're joining our host, Carson Daly, for I'm Listening, September 23rd, starting at 6 p.m. right here. Carson and a cast of mental health experts, athletes, musicians, other notables, and you will share stories, insights, and help us all remember we are not alone. Talking about our mental health has the power to save lives. For more, visit imlistening.org.
Join us for I'm Listening, a two-hour special on Thursday, September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. Wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say.
One of the nice things about fall is you can sit outside at Bounty on Broad, order yourself up some fried Gulf oysters with the cornmeal. Absolutely delicious. Have some of that key lime pie. No better. Like, fall is the perfect time to order the pork shank, the Brussels, all like autumn foods. Gorgeous restaurant, outside seating. And they got a fabulous brunch as well. Go see our friends at Bounty on Broad. Phone number is 410-8131, 410-8131. Call ahead and make a reservation. Or stop in and see him at 2519 Broad Avenue. Joined now by John Martin. John walks in here. He just had a very difficult, traumatic experience. John, what was the traumatic experience?
Well, so I'm just trying to walk into work, you know. I come in here usually every Wednesday morning. I do your hit. And I was walking in, you know, whistling. Then all of a sudden, like, woo! And I was like, damn. You know, like, I almost soiled myself. Your dogs are harmless. But, you know, if I don't realize your dogs are in the car, it might as well have been a Doberman Pinscher. You know,
my dogs. One of the things about fall that's good about fall is I'm going to go straight from here to the dog park so I can bring the dogs to work.
Yes.
It's bring the dogs to work day. All three, they're in the minivan out there and they scared the hell out of you.
Well, I feel like it's very rude of them to bark.
This
is where I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm not going where they are. Where,
right,
you know,
exactly.
This is where I come every morning. They're coming. They're
my
intruding.
House. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I should be barking at them.
Well, it's interesting because I've always had girl dogs, or as I like to call them, bitches. Yeah. And they are. That's what it is. Funny when you talk with dog people like I do, they just throw that bitch term around all the time. Like, how's your bitch? Like, it's almost disconcerting.
Well, we don't have to say that, do we? Right?
Like, it's disconcerting. It's like, do we really call her that? Like,
yeah.
Willow? You know? But I thought Bernese Mountain Dogs didn't really bark.
Yeah.
Because the girls don't really. Mm-hmm. But Gus, like, he'll defend my minivan.
No, it's a big bark.
It
really is. Like, I mean, it's like a bark from a dog of that size,
it
right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Deep from his esophagus.
Deep from his esophagus. Right.
Like, that's how it sounded, you know?
Right.
And it was very scary. But I'm okay.
I'm glad you're okay. What's the best season, John? What's the best season? We're doing a poll right now. Jeffy, who's running away with fall? Still running away with the poll?
Jeff, with 67.8% of the vote, fall is number one. 14% say summer. 12.9% say spring. 5.3% say winter.
Well, for me, the answer is summer. But it's a personal thing.
Well, and I know. I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking your opinion. Why is summer the best?
Because my wife is home.
Oh.
You know, she's not
right.
at work.
You get
she's
that.
A teacher.
Yeah.
You know? Although, like, if you were just taking my personal sort of, you know, which season I would enjoy.
Before, yeah.
Man, I love the spring. like in Memphis, like it's, you know, 65, 70 degrees. You got college basketball at the height of it, you know. You got the tournament on.
Well, why is fall crushing spring and summer?
Well, because it feels good outside. You have football on. You know, it's pretty outside.
It's not hot anymore. You got football.
I mean, fall's great. I love fall. I love Halloween.
The only one that sucks is winter.
Yeah, winter's terrible.
Winter's terrible.
Yeah.
And here, there's nothing to recommend it. Like, at least up north, you can say, if you like to ski. Right, there's things you can do in the winter up north that you can't do any other time. Here, there's nothing. What's good about winter here?
Nothing. I mean, in fact, it's a danger because
Christmas.
If there's any kind of precipitation outside, it shuts the city down.
Hey, you had a funny hit, and I'm gonna play it every day.
Okay, good.
This week.
Thank you.
You did this thing, you and Jason. Well, it wasn't you. You obtained this tape.
Yes.
And someone on Twitter yesterday said, was it worth it to the station to alienate the entire SEC and all people who hold the SEC dear to have a few cheap laughs, John? Was it? Let's see if it was worth it. Let's see if it's worth it. Go ahead.
Hang on.
He's got too much going on here.
Yeah.
You got too much going on.
He's getting
here.
Jeff's bets ready for this week.
What? He's cooking up Jeff's. The Jeff's bets. He's got to have a big week because he needs a little bit of a bounce back.
It happens, man.
Didn't have the best week ever.
It really happens. It's hard to put your picks out there.
And to do it publicly is
It's hard.
It is a little bit of. Did Patty bounce back?
Yeah, Patty had a 3-3 week. I mean, it's not
bounce great. Back to
I mean,
even.
That's a loser though. That's a losing.
That's a
week.
Loser.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to put your picks out there. Like, when I was doing it, like, privately, I feel like I was winning all the time.
Well, that's a funny thing to say that. Like, because you say that you win when you bet.
Yes.
You probably bet more than, I don't know how many of you bet more than GP.
I don't, GP doesn't talk about it ever since. It's weird. He used to talk about it when it was not legal, and now he never talks about it
when
it is.
But he does. Like, he bets.
Does he still bet?
Absolutely, he bets.
I mean, he used to be like a real, you know, degen. I don't know if he still is.
Yeah, he absolutely bets. Should we give it up, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give it up.
GP's
anyway,
bets.
Did you feel, was it worth it to alienate the entire SEC?
Well, look, yeah.
You don't have much affection for the SEC.
No, I actually have no problem with the SEC. The only fan base that I can't stand in the SEC is Tennessee's. And I've already talked about this on my show. I'm not sending my daughter to Tennessee. It's been very made very clear in my household.
Why is that?
Because there's a personal thing that I just can't get down with sending my daughter to Tennessee. You know, even
if it's like,
free.
That's not an answer. That's saying, why can't
there's
you?
There's no answer I can give you that's going to justify their irrationality. Of me not
you're admitting it's irrational.
100%.
Because there's a lot of,
I did hear from a lot of parents in Memphis who said the same thing, who said that they told their kids they would not pay for their tuition if they go to
UTK. See, I noticed the opposite, which is there's a lot of people who are Memphis fans who end up, their daughters and sons go to Tennessee.
Well, that won't be me. I was having this conversation with my wife. My wife, of course, like, she can go wherever she wants to go.
Right.
And yeah, she can. But
where did your wife go to Memphis too? She went to Memphis too.
Yeah, yeah. We're a Memphis family.
Right.
We have a tiger. You know, like you remember how you wrote about that kid who did the Grizz Hearts?
Yeah.
You know, we have that version of a tiger outside of our house. You know, like we're a Memphis Tiger household. We're proud of our degrees from Memphis.
Go ahead.
So there is just no reality where I would ever send.
What happens if young Riley wants to go to Ole Miss to be a Reb?
No problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you have an issue? What's the distinction? Then?
Because it's the political piece. It's the attitude.
What do you mean
towards,
it's the political piece?
It's the attitude towards Memphis. No, but it's not like Ole Miss and Memphis are at
just
odds. They're not at odds the same way that West Tennessee, Memphis is with East Tennessee. You know the dynamics are very different. There's a long history between Memphis and Knoxville.
There were a lot of Mississippi State fans saying that the noisemakers in Memphis are guns.
Yeah, again, that's because they were playing, you know? They're just not.
They don't really hate Memphis.
Yes, yeah, they're not at odds the way that Memphis and Knoxville are. I mean, the polar opposites of each other in the same state. So she was going, Ole Miss, great. You know, I can't wait to watch come down and watch Lane Kiffin put up 95 points. You know, I can't wait to see that, whoever it's going to be at that point. You know, I have no problem with any other place in the SEC except Tennessee. That's the only school on the planet that she will not be allowed to attend, or at least me fund it. How's that?
Wow.
And I'm getting really religious. Like I, you know.
Are you saving for college now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a separate college savings account?
Yeah, I have a Robinhood account. Yep.
What's a Robinhood account?
Just like a, you know, it's a
like Schwab on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a place where you put your stuff. And
yeah.
you're saving for her college.
Yeah, and you know, because you told me you got to keep it off the books, because you know that way you get financial aid if you have a.
What's the traditional one?
529.
It shouldn't be in her name because if it's in her name, then.
But a 529 counts against you on financial aid too, because it's a direct.
They know they like anywhere we can take all that money.
Now I could lose everything in this Robinhood account, but I could also not lose everything in this Robinhood account. And then they can't hold it against me for financial aid.
Okay.
So that's my plan.
Moving on. Today, tickets for Memphis Madness going on sale.
Yeah. I've been advised by my attorney to not discuss any matters of Memphis Madness.
And I was just going to ask you if you knew anything about the entertainment.
No, and I don't care about it either. I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving.
No, you know? Go ahead. Ask me about the Baylor head coach. You know, we all have.
Nobody ever asks you about the Baylor coach.
Oh, they do. They do.
Well, we don't ever ask you about it.
Yeah. Right. So we all have sore moments, sore rough spots.
Yes.
Okay. That's not what I was going to ask you anyway. In terms of events from here till January 1st, taking place in Memphis, Tennessee. Where does that rank?
Memphis Madness?
Yeah.
Oh, very low.
I mean, you don't put it ahead of, like, pick a home game. Who are they playing? Are they playing Lemoyne?
Yeah.
Which would you rather go to, Memphis Madness or the Lemoyne game?
Lemoyne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's going to actually be competition against another team.
Not that pumped for Memphis Madness either way.
You know, we've all seen Memphis Madness, you know? Like, we've all experienced it, and –
Do you remember great moments from a Memphis Madness? I remember Austin Nichols nearly falling down. Wasn't that him? When he was introduced, and then or did he dance?
I'm thinking about Jimmy Jameson coming down the
stairs. Jimmy Jameson coming down the stairs. He didn't fall.
No, I mean my memories of Memphis Madness are not
Derrick Rose's dunk. Do you remember his dunk?
I wasn't covering the team at that time. Yeah, that was right before I started covering the team. No,
Do you remember Penny and the Smoke? And that was
of course. That was the year. That was the freaking year.
I know. That was cool.
I blacked out that night.
That whole thing was just, it was dawning on you that the people who might be there weren't going to be there.
I remember just me and Jason, like, we were both there.
It was a miserable night for you both.
And we, like, when Derez Deshaun came out, I think, right? We looked at each other like, we saw each other look like, oh my God, you know? Like, I remember there being like a hope when they came out in like the suits. You remember that? Right. That, this is the suit and tie part, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we're not going to do this today. We're not going to do this today.
No. So you will go to Memphis Madness, won't you?
You know.
What?
I try not to cover anything in person anymore, you know?
You just get the behind the scenes scoop. Break news and analyze it.
I'll go to some things. Like I'll go to the Alabama game and I'll go to the you know, probably like the first game of the season, whatever that is. I don't have the schedule in front of me. And I probably will even go to my plan. We're gonna go up to New York for Thanksgiving, so I will be there for the NIT tip off, at the Barclays, right? So we'll probably go to that as a fan, not as the working media, but as a fan. And then Tennessee at Bridgestone, right? Probably will go up there for that weekend. But, you know, Memphis Madness is just, it's just not as, you know, for the fans, it's very important because, you know, it's the first time you've been able to have a full stadium, full crowd, whatever, knock yourself out, a super exciting year. But you know, I've seen it. I've seen everything that it has to offer. And
here's the thing, though. You got to go. You can't talk about it if you don't go. Is it going to be televised?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be somewhere.
Streamed somewhere?
I mean, what is this, 1996, man? Yeah, it's going to be somewhere. I mean, yeah.
Last year it was on Plus. It wouldn't shock me again if it was
on Plus. Of course it's going to be on Plus. Hell, it might be on ESPN2, depending on what's on that night.
That's true.
Is it a Friday night? Yeah, it's a Friday night, right? So it's certainly possible that Memphis could have a televised event.
You reported a few weeks ago that Lester Quinones is in the best shape of his life and is absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
Bouncy, whatever else.
Yep.
Is that one of the, like, when you look at the story, what are the storylines that matter to you?
Well, the
what are the questions?
The
what
number the one, lines? The number one most important storyline is just like Imani, in my opinion, and you know how he's going to handle you know this sizable role that he'll be given. I mean, he's going to be a 17-year-old who's basically going to be looked at as the number one option on this team. There are other.
Is it the number one option on the team or the point guard on the team? Is that?
No, he's going to be the number one.
I know
option.
He's that too, but is he going to be able to handle the point guard role?
Well, that's the question. You know what right. I mean? You asked me like what the most interesting is. That's the top.
Right.
You know, beyond that, it's
isn't it Timberlake and his health?
That's not number one. No.
No. Because, isn't that next? Isn't that next?
Not even necessarily next. No. I mean, I think you.
Don't we know what Dern is going to be? Like, don't we? Like,
sure. I mean, okay. Yeah. If you're talking about like real legitimate, like we don't know the answer to the question. Yeah. Probably Earl. But I think Memphis is fine with or without Earl. Like, I think they just have so much depth on this roster that they're going to be fine with. He feels like a healthy Earl Timberlake feels like gravy because this team has so much depth between Lester and Jonathan Lawson and Landers Nollie shooting the hell out of the ball. You know, Imani, obviously, they got the front court taken care of. You know, there's a lot of depth. Like, they'd be able to withstand. Like, even without Earl, I still think they're a top 10 team. I mean, with Earl, you're talking about a healthy, or you're talking about, you know, Final Four caliber.
I'm going to offer you right now the Sweet 16, and you're going to have to either take it or not.
No, I won't take
but
that.
But it won't be any better.
I won't take that.
They lose in the first round of the Sweet 16. Round of, you're not
right.
taking
no,
it?
No, I don't think I can take it. I think I have to take my shot here with
you're
this team.
You're taking door number two.
I think I have to, yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm going to offer going to offer you the Elite Eight. Lock it in. Lock in the Elite Eight.
That is insanely tempting. Elite Eight is very tempting. But I still think I have to take door number two. You know? I mean,
you'd be playing guaranteed no disasters. Penny would – you'd have a deep tournament run.
I mean,
successful
season. I think this is a final – in terms of talent, this is a Final Four caliber roster. And so I cannot – unfortunately, Howie, I cannot take anything less than Final Four.
All right, I'm going to offer you the Final Four, but that's it.
Done. No questions asked. I'm happy, very happy. But anybody would do that. There's not a team like Gonzaga would take that because there's just so much.
You think that? No, I don't think Gonzaga would take that.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can happen.
There's a lot of stuff that can happen, but the thing that they haven't done is win a title.
Yes. I guess maybe
I mean
Gonzaga
now they've
would,
even got the DUI. Like the, if you
don't think Michigan would take a Final Four?
Yes, no, but would Duke would probably take a Final Four.
Mike's
I think Duke would take
year,
Mike would a Final Four. Lock it in, yeah. But and Memphis should take a Final Four. But here's the truth: when you have a team that is capable of, and it's why you don't take a Sweet 16, and it's why you don't take an Elite Eight.
Yep.
You would not predict they will go to the Final Four. You can't. You're not going to predict Memphis is going to go to the Final Four, are you?
No, But
when there's the possibility of them going to the Final Four,
yep.
Particularly in Memphis where it doesn't come around that often, where
correct.
It looks like this is a team.
A special year.
It could go. You don't take it.
No, you can't take it. And it's because you have this generational blend. I mean, it truly is of you know, top five draft picks in Imani Bates and Jalen Duren, who are freshmen, but you infuse them with a roster that is older, that has won, not to the level of the Antonio Anderson, CDR, and Robert Dozier crop, but they did win the NIT. They have taken some they've won some tough wins, and they've taken some hard losses. And so you infuse them with that, and that gives you this sort of this that's how you win in college basketball, right? The older you are, the better chance you have to win. You have to have talent as well. Memphis has done that. Penny Hardaway has gone out and done that. And so that's why you have to shoot for the moon. And I think Memphis will certainly be in the conversation for a Final Four. I wouldn't predict it because it's hard, but I certainly think they will be heard from very late into the season.
Okay, I got another one. I'm going to offer you AFC Championship game for your Raiders.
Oh, yes. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm going to offer you for your Raiders, first week of the playoffs, losing the wild card game.
First week of the playoffs?
Losing the wild card game. You get in as a wild card.
Oh, you're
card
saying
and lose.
Get in as a wild
card? Get in as a wild card and lose the wild card game.
No, I don't think I can.
You're not taking that?
I don't think I can take that. I don't think I can just take a loss. I can't just.
You'd
accept.
Get in the playoffs. Jeffrey, right now, the Raiders can make
playoffs.
I've
seen the Raiders lose in the wild card before. You know, I've seen that happen.
But I don't think the Raiders are a favorite to make the playoffs. The Raiders likely to make the playoffs. Three wild card teams,
I think they have a, with the way their schedule sets up, I think they have a legitimate chance.
They definitely have a chance.
Yeah.
Starting 2-0, those impressive wins.
They're going to start 3-0. They have the Dolphins this weekend without
Tua.
They
started 2-0 as, not only started the 2-0 as pretty decent underdogs.
Exactly. And Derek Carr is
the leading passer in the NFL.
Now, how worried are you about the ankle?
I live in perpetual fear of Derek Carr breaking down. This is what he does every single year.
He's been very good this year, though.
He's been unbelievable.
And not only that, like, Derek Carr was what you accused Will Rogers of being, Mr. Dink and Dunk.
Last year he was.
Like, he has been Mr. Dink and Dunk. He is leading the league right now, not just in yards thrown, but in air yards.
Yes.
In the number of his balls travel in the air. It's the opposite. He's all of a sudden, and by the way,
he threw his longest air yard completion of the of his career this year or this week,
By the way, it's not like he's getting great protection. He's pressured on 28.7% of his throws, which is a quite damn high percentage. He's standing in there, he's holding the ball, and he's got more air yards than anybody else.
I've run the full gamut on Derek Carr during his career because I loved him coming into the organization. I was such like, I'm finally. And then, you know, as the 2, 3, 4 years went on, and he's coming off the back injury, he's coming off the broken leg, like I fell out of love with him. And now I'm like slowly falling back in love with him because of how well he's playing and beating, like, you know, the Steelers are a shell of themselves, but beating the Ravens, as we saw, you know, that's going to be a great win for them. That's going to be looked at as a great win for the Raiders.
And against another team that could be competing for the wild card.
They should be 3-0 after this weekend, and then they have a big one coming up against the, to me, the underwhelming Chargers. Again, they should win. So we'll see.
Here's the other thing. I don't really understand your love for the Tennessee Titans. You hate the Titans. It's one of your brands, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And yet I'm driving around all over Florida, whatever, and I hear Patty picking the Titans against the Sea. You pretend to be a Titans hater, but you obviously have great respect for them.
Well, money is thicker than water, you know? It's just the truth. Patty identified that as just an easy spot, one of the most easily identifiable spots this weekend. I mean, they got robbed, quite frankly. They won the game by 3. They were really 13 points better than the Seattle Seahawks.
I still have no idea how that touchdown.
How the hell did that touchdown?
It's crazy. I mean, it's just the world against the Titans, man. It's like I always say.
It is. It's like Nashville versus everybody.
I mean, it's just crazy.
When you think of that
Nashville franchise versus deserves everybody.
That city deserves a break, man. Can't get a single break, that city. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Real
I appreciate
quick.
It. Yeah.
What time is it? I mean, you got
9:54.
Time. I mean, I'm going to help you here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very difficult for
you. Are you going to go say hello to my dogs now?
No.
Go say hello to my dogs.
Ruin that.
Pet them.
How about this? I was thinking about this the other day. We talked about this. But since my daughter was born, okay?
Okay.
She was born March 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Since my daughter was born, the Tigers basketball team has not lost a game, and they accumulated the number one recruiting class.
How many have they won in that span?
They won 4 games, I think.
Okay.
The Tiger football team has not lost a game this season, including a nice win against a SEC team that they were underdogs against. And the Vegas Raiders are on the cusp of going 3-0 this weekend. And, I mean, it's truly like my daughter has no idea how hard the world is because she has never experienced a loss.
All she does is it's just victory, you know? After victory after victory.
How do I tell her? Like, honey, this is as good as it's ever going to be.
Right. The world is cruel.
It will never be better than it is in this moment.
Is she soaking it all in?
Yeah.
She looks happy. Like, whenever I see her, she seems to be smiling.
Yeah, like, she'll do these things where she's exuberant, you know, and she'll just say, I can only take that to mean she's
really happy
overwhelmed
with Monty Bates.
That's
right.
My favorite thing as a new dad is when she will do that. Like when I'll just be sitting on the couch and she'll be on the boppy, right? And she'll just like,
what's a boppy again? Is that the thing?
It's like a little pillow. It's like that you can kind of sit them on and not have to worry about them sliding off up. And I'll just be, you know, whatever. And she's over there on the boppy, and all of a sudden she'll just say, like she's discovering
just
her
life,
voice,
rejoice,
and you know, it's like it really is true.
So, you know, society's going to try to silence her.
That's right, and we're not going
to
have that.
They don't want women to speak. They don't want women in the pulpit. They don't want women in the in high office.
Yeah,
society is going to try to silence her, John, and it's your job to make sure that her voice is celebrated.
It can be celebrated anywhere on this planet besides Tennessee Knoxville.
It can be celebrated. She's gonna be. That voice is gonna be. Go Vols!
No, absolutely.
Rocky Top.
Like it's just like I, you know. Sometimes, you know, whether I'm picking a game or just trying to, like, see the future, I have to be able to visualize it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that I can't visualize is saying, proud Tennessee dad. You know what I mean? It's like I can't.
You think you're going to wear a shirt that says proud? But what if it was an Ole Miss dad? Proud Ole Miss dad?
Sure. Yeah. It's just not the same.
Do you think I wear a shirt that says proud UT Chat Northwestern Duke dad?
Yes.
I don't do that. I don't wear that.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous.
I don't wear those shirts or those hats. Duke dad.
Is that because you just think it's lame? Well, you went to Harvard, so everybody.
It's their accomplishment. So I understand mine. That.
But you think, like, they achieve less than you, so it's like you just look down upon them for not getting
not
to the Ivy
all.
League.
That's yes. not true at
You're
all.
You're like, oh, I'm not proud of this. You guys didn't get to Princeton or.
Well, let's be honest. They didn't apply. Let's be clear.
Oh, okay. They didn't apply.
They didn't apply. I wish they had.
I think John touched on something.
Yeah.
This breaks a pretty significant Calkin streak.
I wish they had applied, but they did not. They chose not to go to Harvard. That's fine. You know? But I don't know if they would have gotten in or not, but they didn't apply.
Where's Ben at? Raymond James?
Ben's at
Edward Jones.
Raymond James. He's an investment banker.
He is at Raymond James?
He's an investment banker in New York. Yeah.
You can wear a proud Raymond James.
Proud Raymond James. No, I don't. It's their accomplishment, not mine.
All right, I'm sorry, guys. Your dad's just incredibly ashamed and embarrassed of you.
It's just not true at all. I couldn't be more proud.
I mean, at least they didn't go to Cornell.
Last week we had the Duke-Northwestern football game. Who won, by the way? Duke won? Duke won. Did they win convincingly?
Like 30-20. Northwestern's offense might be
putrid.
Like horrific.
So, I couldn't be more proud of them. I just don't wear the dopey shirts.
You should wear one.
I don't wear a shirt that say I'm with her either, with a little.
Nobody does that. Well, nobody should do that.
Okay, get out of here. Go pet my dogs. It is NFL season. One of the great things about fall. Another great thing about fall is FanDuel Sportsbook will help you win every single week. Because every single week, whether you are a new user or an existing user, you can get a $10 risk-free bet every single week. All you got to do, same game parlay bet with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to 10 bucks. So every single week, you do a $10 bet. If you don't win, you will get your money back as site credit right there in your account. And plus, by the way, if you're new, then you get a 30-1 odds on either team to win Monday night, Philly and Dallas. Jeffrey says go Dallas with that one. All you got to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.